98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A winter storm watch is issued for tonight through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service is predicting between 4 and 7 inches of snow, along with slippery road conditions for tomorrow's commute. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in Wisconsin due to persistent challenges caused by pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, coupled with high demand for residential heating fuel caused by severe winter weather. The energy emergency will enable the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges, including long lines at terminals and having to travel farther to collect needed products. The executive order will provide a waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing the suppliers to catch up on the pipeline and the weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd or until drivers transporting residential heating fuel respond to the emergency, whichever is shorter. Waterways may look frozen, but they aren't safe. Connie Fellman reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to be cautious around frozen lakes and rivers. Officials say no ice is safe ice, and early season ice is especially unpredictable. Last year, 6 people died after their recreational vehicles went through the ice or into open water. Safety experts say if you do fall through the ice, remain calm, use handheld spikes to pull yourself out, and call for help immediately.
Before we even got out of November, winter weather, snow, and ice made their way into Wisconsin. December's law of the month warns drivers to be prepared. Here's Isabella Nieto.
The Wisconsin State Patrol recommends preparing your vehicle by clearing snow and ice from your windows, lights, roof, hood, cameras, and sensors, and keeping your fuel tank at least half full throughout the winter season. They also recommend keeping an emergency kit handy, which should include warm clothing and blankets, food and water, a cell phone charger, and a first aid kit. Travelers should also make sure their tires are in good condition, as proper tire tread keeps your vehicle from slipping on snowy or icy roads. Wisconsin also has a free service to check road conditions before heading out on your travels. You can download the 511 Wisconsin app, check 511wi.com, or call 511 for information on road conditions.
Gas prices continue to fall in Wisconsin and nationally. In Wisconsin, they're down about 7.5 cents to an average of $2.56 a gallon. That's according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 Wisconsin stations. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is around $2.90 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said national prices are at multi-year lows heading into Christmas. Locally, in Appleton and Oshkosh, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.59. In Green Bay, it's averaging $2.63. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, turned 50 at the end of November. The Dairyland Patriot reports that the act granting students with disabilities the right to a free and appropriate education faces threats as Secretary of Education Linda McMahon begins dismantling the Department of Education, which oversees and enforces IDEA. Funding for students with disabilities has not yet been reassigned to another department. However, it is expected that McMahon will seek to transfer IDEA to the Department of Health and Human Services by the end of this year. Critics of that plan say other agencies are not equipped to provide the same support and services, which will weaken federal oversight, gut funding, and dismantle protections for students with disabilities. Patty Clark Stoica is a former speech pathologist who says it's essential that the government continues to provide oversight for programs like IDEA.
You know, there's already these protections in place, and when we lose that protection, what happens to the children? What happens to the funding that provides that service? What happens with, what happens when an educator or a parent or both feel like a child needs more, but it's not available?
Read more on this story from the Dairyland Patriot. That's at DairylandPatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge Raymond Huber died last week due to injuries sustained in a fall. Huber, who was 68, had served Waupaca County as judge since 2000. It will be up to Governor Tony Evers to appoint a replacement to fill Huber's remaining term, which expires in 2030. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today, near 30. Snow will develop late this afternoon and continue through tonight with 4 to 7 inches possible. It's going to get windy late tonight, too, and that could create some blowing snow. Snow will gradually end. Wind will slowly die down through the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.